I'm struggling a little bit in this Gemara here, so I want this sugya. So I'm going to ask you guys to help me out, and we'll try and figure this out. I took some notes for myself over here somewhere. Okay, so I want to look at three Gemaras. Gemara number one is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Beis. And the Gemara by us tells us, the Mishnah says, Ksav al gabe Ksav is not considered to be, is Potter, is not called Kosev. And then the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar Avchizda Delo Karab Yehuda, the Tanya, Harei Shahaya Tzarek Lichtov Es Hashem. V'nizkavin Lichtov Yehuda V'ta'a V'lo Hitil Bo Dalit Mavarlov Kulmus Mekacha Dib Rab Yehuda. V'chacham Omrim Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchar. So, we have a Gemara and Shabbos. I'm going to just divide this up. We have a Shabbos piece, we have a Get piece, and we have a Sefer Torah piece. Okay, so the Gemara here by Sefer Torah, the Brisa in Shabbos, Rav Chisda, quotes a Gemara with respect to Sefer Torah. Can someone just tell me what this Gemara by Sefer Torah tells us? Just help me out. Help me out. Yes, you have a Sefer Torah. You wrote, you want to write the Shem Hashem. You ended up writing the word Yehuda. Well, you wanted to write the word Yehuda, but you messed up Yehuda. You didn't left out the Dalit. So now you wrote the Shem Hashem, but you wrote the Shem Hashem Shalolah Lolishma. So what? Now you have an idea. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to retrace on the Shem Hashem. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, I'm going to write, instead of writing it, I'm going to now write it Lishma. So I'm going to add an element of Lishma. So in such a case by Sefer Torah, what does Rabbi Yehuda say?
It works.
So, Mavir Kulmus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Ksav. It's a Ksav. According to Chachamim, what do Chacham write? What do they say? What's the Lashon? Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchor. So, Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchor, this is not called a proper sense of Ksiva, and therefore it is Eino Ksiva. Now, that's the Gemara in that. That's the Sefer Torah halacha. Then you have a din by Shabbos. Our Mishnah says Ksav al gabe Ksav is Potter. So comes along Rav Chisda, and what does Rav Chisda do? Rav Chisda over here says this din of Ksav al gabe Ksav is Potter must only be according to who? Is only according to Chachamim, because according to Rav Yehuda, Ksav al gabe Ksav should be. Should be what? Should be? Chayv. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din should be Ksav, Agave Ksav, should be Chayv. Why? Because he holds by Sefer Torah, it is a good Ksiva. If it's a good Ksiva by Sefer Torah, it's a Ksiva. So here it should be a Ksiva as well, and by Shabbos you should be Chayv. That is Adkan, the view of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Good? Now, what is the only thing that seems like Rav Chisda totally ignores? What does Rav Chisda totally ignore?
Lishma.
What do you mean, Lishma?
There's a difference in the case of Sefer Torah and the case in our Mishnah.
Right. In other words, our Mishnah has a blanket statement. Ksav al gabe ksav potter. Are there any qualifications or any nuances, anything to that? No. When you overwrite, you're potter. That is what our Mishnah says. What is the Gemara in like? But when it comes to Sefer Torah, so it's not a simple case of Ksav Agave Ksav. They're arguing about a case where the second Ksav is doing something, is adding some kind of element of Lishma. But Rav Chisda seems to ignore that fact. And he says our Mishnah is, according to Chachamim, is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a Ksav Agave Ksav, you'd be Chai. That is the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. So far, so good? Okay. So, just according to Rav Chisda over here, is there some element of equation between Shabbos and Sefer Torah in terms of the definition of Ksav?
Yeah.
There is an equation, and our Mishnah therefore must be lined up with Chacham. That is sugya number one. Sugya number two is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin. I want to do number the Daf Yates. Let's just do Daf Yates. We saw it yesterday, but let's just do it again. So the Gemara tells us, Itmar. Hamabrit yo agabe sikra. Black on red, bishabis. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Omer Tavar Chayiv Shtayim. Achas Rikoz Achas Mishmochi. Dyo agabe dyo, sikra agabe sikra potter. Sikra agabe dyo, machlokes with Yechayiv or potter. Mishmochik, some say Yechayiv, some say your potter. And then we have the boy Minei. Reish Lakish Mer Rav Yochanan. Eidim Shein Yodim Lachtom. Marashit Lohem Besikra. Vyechat Nuk Ksav Elyon. Ksav Enu Ksav. Armele Enu Ksav. Armele Valinu Tzor Rabbeinu. Ksav Elyon Ksav Lin Yishabes. Armele Vichim Mibnesha. Anu Medame Nase Maisa. And that is the Gemara. So you have this Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Yates, which creates an equation between what and what?
Shabbos.
Between Shabbos and Gittin. Shabbos and Gittin. And basically, the equation over here between Shabbos and Gittin, this is Gittin Daf Yates. This is not an artful chart whatsoever, but I'm just Gittin and Shabbos creates this equation. And what's the nature of this equation? Is that we have the rules. Black on black, what's the halacha? Potter. Red on red, what's the halacha? Potter. Black on red, lechor is going to be chayev. Red on black is subject to some kind of discussion. Okay? And there's an equation. Whatever you say by Shabbos, say by get. Whatever you say by get, you say by Shabbos. And with that one funny line of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, V'chiyana medam and milsa, do we really equate the two? Exactly the answer is, Rav says, you do equate the two. They are equatable, but I'm not 100% sure when it comes to Shabbos. Therefore, yeah, I'm going to say a chai, but don't bring a carbon. When it comes to get, do not rely on this for a get, because after all, when it comes to get, we're not going to be matur neisha sish based on a black over red. That's too risky as well. Okay, but in principle, you equate the two. The last Gemara, which is the most important Gemara for our discussion today, is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. And here we're going to take this a little bit slower. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda. Did we have a Rav Chisda so far today?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Okay. Let's store that away. Get Shekosvo Shelo Lishma. If you write a Get Shelo Lishma, the heavier Olav Kumis Lishma. So it was written, look, Shalashma, so it's a get puzzle. Now you go ahead and you rewrite it, you trace over it, Shalishma, Bono le machlokes Rav Yehuda virabonon. So now we come to the machlokes Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, Reisha, Hayek, Salik, Lavis Hashem. Vinis Kavan, Rav Yehuda, Vitovel, Ohita, Vodaz, Marvel, of Kumas, Makacho, the Rav Yehuda, Vichacham, Momrim, Ein Hashem, Min Hamuk. So come from Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says, that in the case of a get shelo lishma, what are we equating? This is Gittin Daf Chaf. In a case of a get lo lishma, so we can go ahead and equate get and Sefer Torah. And just like by Sefer Torah, you have a machokas, whether it can be maver kumas to go ahead and be mashir, an invalid Sefer Torah. And Rav Yehuda says yes, and Chacham say no. What do we find by when it comes to the din of Gittin? Can you go ahead and be maver kumas to go ahead and be machshir a get shelo lishma, subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. So again, what emerges at least right now is we have a perfect kind of set of equations. Again, as I'm following these arrows, the Gemara says Shabbos and Sefer Torah. Rav Chisda equates the two. The Gemara in Daf Yates says Shabbos and get. We're going to equate the two. And the Gemara in Daf Chav says get and Sefer Torah. We are going to equate the two. So is everything equatable? Everything has been equatable. There is a equation from all sugyas until we get to one last personality. This was Rav Chisda. Then we get to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And what is the view of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? So says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, slow down. Slow down. Get and Sefer Torah. I'm not sure I have to accept that equation. Why? Because of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan, Lo Kam Rabban Hassam, Deba Inan Ze Keli Ve. The unveil, the lek, avahacha lo. What does Avacha Bar Yaakov say? Is that Sefer Torah has an added halacha, and that is according to Avacha Bar Yaakov, there's a din of zekeli vanveyu that you have to write a Sefer Torah in the most perfected and beautiful way possible, and therefore that's going to have an added requirement when it comes to a get. Do you have to write a fancy razzle-dazzle get?
No.
A get of any kind will be fine. When it comes to a Sefer Torah, you need an elevated form of Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Chachamim, who when it comes to Sefer Torah, can you go ahead and be Maver Kumas?
No.
Chacham say no, but maybe that's a special halacha in Sefer Torah because of Zekeh Levi and Vei. But when it comes to a get, would they acquiesce that you could be Mavir Kumus? They would acquiesce that you could be Mavir Kumus. In other words, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, this equation starts to break down. Okay? Okay, you have this all in your heads? Because I don't. I'm just talking, trying to get it in my head. Okay. Now, I want to add or say the following, first of all, a point or two. What is the lumdus? What is the position of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Sefer Torah is different because you have a halacha of Zeh, Keli, Ve'anveil. What is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov saying? I think it's subject to two possible interpretations. I'm going to probably side with one over another. But what is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov saying? Yeah.
In the end of the day, it is writing, but it's not the nicest writing possible.
And therefore what?
And therefore you should be chayav, but by Sefer Torah.
What do you think Zekeh Levan Veil? What do we think about when we hear the term Zekeh Levan Veil? We should be thinking about one core concept in halacha, which is what? Heder mitzvah. Zekeh Levan Veil is the source of Heder mitzvah. What does, in general, Zekeh Levan Veil teach us? That when you do mitzvahs, you should do them in a beautiful fashion. So therefore, when you go ahead and build your sukkah, when you have tzitzis, when you have a talis and tefillin, you should do so and you have nice pairs. You should have a beautiful looking pair. Hisna'ah lefana b'mitzvos. Rabbo said, if you failed in your Zekeh Levan Veil, let's say you have a very ordinary pair of tefillin, not so special. It's kosher, but not so nice. Are you Yotzei Tefillin?
Yes.
You're Yotzei Tefillin. What are you missing? You're missing the Heder called Zekeh Levan Veil. Is that what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is saying over here? That, you know why you shouldn't trace a Sefer Torah? You shouldn't trace a Sefer Torah, because what happens when you trace a Sefer Torah, when you trace over it? It gets messy. According to what I'm just saying, would the Sefer Torah be kosher?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's not mehudar. Is that what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is saying? I think he's saying something more profound, more fundamental. What is he saying? Go ahead, Noah.
He's saying that Sefer Torah needs an extra level of kedusha by it, and it needs to be extra special.
In other words, whereas in Kol HaTorah Kula, Zekeh Levan Veil is extra credit, is Hidur. When it comes to Kedusha Sefer Torah, Zekeh Levan Veil becomes organically part of the Hechsher Sefer Torah. And if you're lacking Zekeh Levan Veil, if it's messy, it's not just that you're lacking Hidur, but now it becomes a flawed ksiva. The ksiva must be a ksiva shel Hidur, and Sefer Torah has that upper standard. So therefore, according to this Mahalak, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, if I were to ask you the question, listen carefully, what is the din, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, of Ksav al Gabe Ksav? Is Ksav al Gabe Ksav Ksiva? What's good? I don't know what Kol HaTorah Kula means.
Anything other than Sefer Torah. Oh. Yes.
So when it comes to Gittin, is it Ksiva?
Yeah.
Yes. When it comes to Shabbos, is it Ksiva?
Yeah.
Lichora, yes. When it comes to Sefer Torah, which has this added requirement of Zekeh Levan Veil, there it's not called Ksiva. Good? So if I were to take Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and plug Rav Acha Bar Yaakov into Maseches Shabbos, and the Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos, Ksav, Al Gabe Ksav, is on Shabbos Potter. How is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov sitting with that?
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly what? Really? I'll say it again. Ksav, Al Gabe Ksav. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, is it good or is it no good? Is it called a ksiva? In Shabbos and in Gittin, it's called It's called Kosev. Where is it not called Kosev? In Sefer Torah. Our Mishnah says Ksav al gabei Ksav on Shabbos is what? Is Potter. If Ksav al gabei Ksav is Potter, so who's going to get stuck now? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Is Ksav al gabei Ksav good Ksiva according to Rav Yehuda?
Yeah.
Yes. According to Rabbanon?
Yeah.
Yes. So who then is the author of our Mishnah Shabbos, which says Ksav al gabei Ksav is Potter. It shouldn't be Potter. When is it Potter? It's only not a Ksiva in Sefer Torah, but in Shabbos and in Get, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Ksav al gabei Ksav is a Ksiva. So our Mishnah is going to be a problem for Rav Acha bar Yaakov, because our Mishnah says Ksav al gabei Ksav is Potter. That's problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. Irving.
Didn't we say that we were drawing a distinction between Shabbos and Potter and Kula?
Who said that?
Didn't we say that?
Who's we?
Sure.
Like me? Did I say that in some Rishon or something?
I forgot which
one. I don't think I said that. I don't know. Maybe I said it, but I don't remember. Yesterday was yesterday. Today's a gorgeous new day. Okay. We'll come back to that. But I'm not ready for that now. Okay. So who is bothered by this kasha on Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Tosfos. So let us open up. I'm going to focus most of today's shiur on this Tosfos. And I want to learn it carefully because I need your help in getting through this. Okay? So says Tosfos. Rav Chisda, delo k'Rav Yehuda. V'im tomar, Rav Acha b'Rebbe Yaakov, d'ka'omar, ahahi d'ka'omar Rav Chisda, b'perek sheni d'gitten, get shekasu shalol lishma, v'hev your olav kumis lishma, bono l'machokos Rav Yehuda, rabbonon, d'tanya niskavin lichtov, v'dochi Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he's quoting the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav, who is doche this tzustel. Do you know what a tzustel is? Who knows what a tzustel is? A tzustel is when a Gemara or a something wants to line something up. That's the same thing you have by Gittin, you have by Sefer Torah. Whatever you say by Sefer Torah, you'll say by Gittin. So says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's not a good tzustel. You can't go ahead and line up get with Sefer Torah. Why? Because Dimalohi, Adkan lo kami hasam gabe Torah, elamishum zekele vanve. Ava baget modu. Im kain, says Taisus, masnisin da acha kamanasya. So according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you have a problem. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda? No. Rabbanan? No. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, again, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is a what? He's an Amora. He's got to have someone to assign our Mishnah to. It doesn't work according to Rav Yehuda. Doesn't work according to? Doesn't work according to Rav Yehuda. Doesn't work according to? Chacham. Oh. So let's see what he says. V'yesh lomar. Didafka. Remember, what did Rav Acha bar Yaakov say? What did he say? Where do we break the tzustel? Sefer Torah and Get is not a good tzustel. Why? Because Sefer Torah has an extra din of Zekeh Levan Veu. Did Rav Acha bar Yaakov really, really, really say anything when it comes to Shabbos? No. Says Tosfos. V'yesomer. Did Dafka baget Shahaya Kosuv Shelo Lishma Have Ksav Elyon Ksav Lekule Alma, Shaha Achron Mitakein Yoter Minarisha, Shoseo Lishma, Aval Kisha Ink Savha Elyon Mitakein Klum, Lekule Alma, Lo Have Ksav, Umairi Masnisin Vasio Kakule Alma. Oh, very simple. So, what is Tosa's answer for Rav Acha bar Yaakov? What's the teretz? What's the teretz? Gavi?
That when you're misacking something, like Rabbi Yehuda, it would be ksiva, but in Shabbos, we're not misacking.
That's correct. That's correct. In other words, what is he saying? Rav Osai, if I were to ask you, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Answer that question, but answer it precisely. Precisely. If you make a mistake, it's not going to work. Go ahead, Shmuel.
You're writing on top of previous writing with a new change.
Then what?
Then it's different than what was initially written on it.
And therefore what?
And therefore you're writing something new. You're talking.
You're everything you said is true, but is not precise, and therefore is wrong. I need precision. What is the machlokes, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, between Rav Yehuda and Chacham? Yes?
Rav Yehuda says, Ksav al gavei ksav with a tikkun on the elyon, then that's considered ksiva, and the Chachamim holds, even without a tikkun, that's not considered ksiva.
Not correct. Correct. Everything you said is true, but it fails for lack of precision and therefore is incorrect as a description of Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Chacham. Mr. Silver. That is correct. So what are you saying?
They both hold, not excluding piece of Sefer Torah, because Zechariah.
That's correct, Gavi Silver. Good. Good. You're being more precise. So what Gavi is saying is as follows. Rabosa, where is the only case of machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham? It's only Sefer Torah. Why only in Sefer Torah? Because there's an upper level requirement of Zekei Levanvei, which demands, what does it demand? It demands a beautiful writing. When you trace, is that beautiful? No. So says Rav Yehuda, nevertheless, it's good enough. We don't have a din of Zekei Levanvei. Chacham say, no, you can't. You gotta have it beautiful. When it comes to get and when it comes to Shabbos, what does the second writing have to qualify as ksiva? Tikkun. Where did Tosis get this idea from? That if the second ksav is a tikkun, then everyone agrees ksav al gabe ksav is good. Where did he get the idea from? That's correct. Tosis learned the sugya, black on red, and since black is considered to be a better writing than red, and you're going to be chayav therefore, that's a tikkun. Says Tosis, your tikkun does not only have to be in the physicality of the writing. The chiddush of Tosis is it could even be in the halachicness of the writing. When you go ahead and add black on black, is that generally called a ksiva? Black on black, no. But if your second black is doing what? Is adding a halachic component, that will be sufficient to what? To cause it to be a bona fide ksiva. And if that's true, then who is the author of our Mishnah that ksav al gabe ksav is putter on Shabbos? The answer is everyone. Everyone. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, our Mishnah is talking about a race. What do I mean by a regular case? That's a regular case of you're not adding. It says Tawakav Iksav, black on black, red on red, is putter. Why is it putter? Because are you adding anything? You're not adding anything. If you're not adding anything, then who says you'd be putter for Tawakav Iksav? Who says that?
Everyone.
If you're adding something, whether physical or halachic, then who says that will be called a ksiva? Who says that will be called a ksiva? Everyone, Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the only case where they argue? They only argue in Sefer Torah because it's extra dinam sef kelev ande. That is Rav Acha bar Yaakov in the Mishnah. And if I were to ask you then the following question within Rav Acha bar Yaakov, is there any difference in halacha between the core definition of ksiva in Get, Sefer Torah, and get Sefer Torah and what? And Shabbos? Is there any core difference in halacha between Ksiva in these three domains?
No.
The answer is no. The answer is fundamentally no. Rav Acha bar Yaakov just has this knitch that when it comes to Sefer Torah, you need what? You need Zekeh Ve'Aveh. But other than that, they are fundamentally the same. One second. That's Rav Acha bar Yaakov within Tosis. Now, we move on to Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? First of all, we have two Rav Chisdas. We have Rav Chisda over here, Masechet Shabbos, that equates between Shabbos and... And Gittin. You have another Rav Chisda over here that equates between Sefer Torah and Shabbos. So Shabbos is the same as Get, and Shabbos is the same as Sefer Torah, which ought to mean that then Get is also the same as Sefer Torah. That's like A equals B, B equals C, so A equals C. That ought to be the case. Okay? Let's see. Ve'Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, deka amar hacha, de masnisin asya, de lo k'Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Chisda, our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Right? The Gemara says that, yes? Our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Latinic. In finals, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Fantastic. Beautiful. V'Rav Chisda, who says, remind, what did I just say? Rav Chisda, who says, to come our hachamas nisim asya delo k'Rav Yehuda, l'ta'amei. What? What do you mean, l'ta'amei? This is the same Rav Chisda as you find in Maseches Gittin. What does he say in Maseches Gittin? To come our hachamas gabe get. Banu lemachlokes Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. According to Rav Chisda, are Get and Sefer Torah the same? According to Rav Chisda, are Get and Sefer Torah the same? If your Maver Komus by Sefer Torah and it works, it'll also work by Get. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So the Kama Hasam Gabi Get Banu lemachlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan umashmale. What's he saying over here? Umashmali demasnis in the hacha bekol inyan ayri. So Rav Chisda has a problem, and he makes a move. What's his move? What does our mission say? Ksav al gabei ksav is what? Is pater. What's the case? If it was black on black, what would be the din? Black on black? Putter. Who says putter, black on black?
Everyone
would say that. So you can't tell me that's the case in the Mishnah, black on black. Why? Because even Rabbi Yehuda would say, and what Rav Chisda say, it's not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? So he says, when our Mishnah says, Umasu de Betle, de Masnis and de Hacha, Bechol Inyan Ayri, Afilu, Kishmetakem Bixav Ha'acharon. When our Mishnah says, Tzavaka Bixav is putter, so how is Rav Chisda understanding? It's putter all the time. Even when your second Ksav is doing what? Is being Metakem, is adding a Lishma? If you did it on Shabbos, you're still putter. Who's the author of that? That's not Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, that's what he says. So the low Rabbi Yehuda time, the karma hasam gabe get banan machos Rabbi Yehuda rabbanon, umashma de masis and the hacha bechol inyan ayri. Afilu keshmetakim bixava achron. Of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, al korcha masis lo ari bechol inyan, de beget lo matzi ayri. In other words, according to Rav Chisda, our Mishnah, when it says ksava gabe ksava, so when even in a case where you are adding something. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the case of the Mishnah is talking about a simple case of Ksav al gabei ksav. There's a bottom line out of this Tosis, and that's what I want. The takeaway out of this Tosis is as follows. Tosis has two chidush, and he has to do a little bit of maneuvering to get to these points. Chidush number one of Tosis is, but it's the same premise, and that's what I want to pull out of this. According to Tosis, is there direct equivalence in Hilchos Ksiva, at least according to Rav Chisda, between get, Sefer Torah, and Shabbos.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in all cases, if you're, however you assume by Sefer Torah, by adding something, if you're adding a Lishma by Sefer Torah, according to Abihud, is it good? It's Ksiva. According to, by get, is it good? Yes. By Shabbos, according to Abihud, will you be Chayav? You'll be Chayav. So when our Mishnah says it's not according to Abihud, what are we talking about? We talk about a case where you added something and nevertheless, Salakabi Salas Potter. Everything's the same. Everything's the same. In other words, what did we learn today? So, what did we learn today? Did we learn Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Gittin? No, what did we learn? We learned Hilchos Ksiva. Hilchos Ksiva. Because it's the same exact din no matter where you are. That is Tosis' premise and position. And that's how he understands this sugya. Now, and then he has a second chiddush, and that chiddush is that ksav al gabe ksav in general is potter unless you are metake. And now his chiddush is that the tikkun can come in one of two forms. It can come in a form of black on red, but it can even come in the form of a halachic tikkun, which will thereby qualify as an add-on. That's a chiddush, and that's the view of Tosis. One second. Now I want to get to a core punchline idea. Rabosai, according to Rashi, which Rashi am I talking about? The Rashi we learned yesterday. Yesterday we saw a Rashi that addressed the following question. Remember Rav Yochanan? He wanted to, the Gemara wants to equate get to Shabbos. By Shabbos, is black on red chayav? Yes. So by get, if you have Aiden that don't know how to sign, what are you going to do? You're going to trace for them red, let them overlay black on the red, and that will be a good ksivas get. What was Rav Yochanan's statement? Sounds like a great idea, says Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan vacillates. Why did Rav Yochanan vacillate? Because I'm not 100% sure that black on red is really, really chayev. It's probably chayev. And if it would be chayev, would you have the same din by get? You would have the same din by get, but since I'm not 100% sure, are you going to bring a carbon chattas by Shabbos? No. And will you let an Eish HaSish become divorced by get? No. In other words, the idea of Rashi in the sugya in Maseches what? In Maseches Gittin, is the equation between Shabbos and Get is a good equation. But Rav Yochanan's telling us that black on red, I'm not 100% sure. And therefore, I'm going to be machmir by Shabbos, and I'm going to be machmir by Get in all areas. We're not going to bring a korban, don't do it, you're chayev, and don't be machmir in Eish HaSish. Good? What about the Rambam? Now, I want to just focus for a second or two on the Shitas HaRambam. I put two Rambams on your Rambam Kumbas. I don't know if you got to this, but I think the Rambam is going to bust this sugya open in a very fascinating way. I'm going to look at two Rambams. Rambam number one is the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos is 11:16. And basically, no surprises, the Rambam says to us, 11:16, that if you write on Shabbos, Hamavir Diol Gabe Sikra. Chayv. What does that mean? When he says chayv, what does he mean?
100%
You're 100% chayv. So what do you have to bring? You bring a carbon chatas. Is there any equivocation or vacillation in the Lashna Rambam?
No.
None whatsoever. And then he says further, you bring two chatases, actually. Kosa and Moche. If you go Diol Gabe Diol, what's the din? Potter, Sikra, Gabe, Sikra, what's the din? Potter, Sikra, Gabe, Dio, what's the din? Potter. But, what is going on over here? Where's my stuff? Then you putt. You putt in all of those cases. What does he say when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? What does he say when it comes to Gittin? Does anyone have a Rambam Gerushin? Any chance? Am I lucky enough? So the Rambam by in Gerushin 3:4 writes as follows. Yeser al kein, if you tell a sofer, kol get shekosvo shelo lishma. If you write a get shelo lishma, what does that mean?
Not in the sake of the
you wrote it shelo lishma, and now what do you want to do? Mavir kolmus. You're going to mavir kolmus. Afa pi shevelav kolmus lishma. Eino get. It's not a good get. Not a good get. Why not? Why not? Let's say you wrote the first get in red. And now you're mavir kumus in black. What would you say?
It should be
a kosher get. Did the Rambam say that?
No.
The Rambam writes, kol get! If it was written shelo lishma, even in red, and now you traced it in black, what's the halacha?
It's not a good get.
Why not? Why not? Why is it not a good get? What? Because Gittin and Shabbos are different. Gittin and Shabbos are different. Where did the Rambam get the idea that Gittin and Shabbos are different? Where did he see that Gittin and Shabbos are different? So I got news for you. The Rambam learned Maseches Gittin Daf Yutes different than Rashi. When Rav Yochanan says they wanted to go ahead and do what? Write the get with red ink. Write the get with get ink. These illiterate Edim, they wanted to write the get with red ink. And what did they end up doing? Write it with red ink and then have him trace. So what did Reish Lakish say? Of course that's going to be good. Why is that good? Because by Shabbos, is black on red good? Yeah. Is it called Kosev? Yeah, if it's Kosev, if it's black on red is Kosev by Shabbos, it should also be Kosev when? By Get. So says the Rav Yochanan, what did Rav Yochanan say? What were the words he said? V'chi, just because they're similar, Nidam and Maisa? You're going to be treating them exactly the same? You don't treat them exactly the same. When it comes to black on red on Shabbos, you know what that's called? That's called Kosev. Black on red in Gittin, or being Mavir Kulmus? Not by Gittin. Not by Gittin. Why? 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 Why not by get? In other words, according to the Rambam, this whole equation, this whole business of Tosis, Sefer Torah, get, Shabbos, Shabbos and get are fundamentally different. Something that is called Kosev by Shabbos is not called Kosev by get. Remember this point, it's critically important. In Shabbos, we have a concept called Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. What does Meleches Machsheves demand? You have to have a plan. True. And what do we care about?
The outcome.
Did you produce new letters here? You had red. You made black. Is that called Kol Sev in Shabbos?
Yes.
That's what you wanted. That's what you got. That's what you produced. New Meleches Machsheves. That was your plan. That was your thought. You pulled it off. You remember yesterday's shiur? We discussed yesterday that maybe when it comes to Kosev, why is black on red or red on black maybe good, maybe not good? Because maybe there's a halacha that what? That the ink has to be where? On the paper. On the surface. So maybe the Rambam is telling something amazing. Amazing chiddush. When do you require ink on paper? When there's a chiyuv ksiva. And what does get have? You have to write. What does that write? What does write mean? Not just write. Where do you have to write? What does the pasuk say by getting? Because savla, listen to the next words. Sefer krisus. You have to write a sefer krisus. What does sefer krisus mean? You need what? You need a surface. You need a paper, ink on paper. And if you have red on black, black on red, etc., the Rambam says, no, that's not good. When it comes to Shabbos, however, what do you need? You need letters. You need ksiva. Do we care about ink on paper, ink on ink? As long as it's new? So perhaps that is what the Rambam is telling us. Do not compare, fundamentally different, and that perhaps highlights Rav Yochanan Shita, one line of the Gemara Maseches Gittin, but might erupt us into everything different when it comes to this area. One second, let me just think this through. According to the Rambam, right? So according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, Rav Chisda, how's he going to understand our Gemara? So our Gemara, which says on Shabbos, what? Ksav al-gabe ksav is potter. So he's referring to, he's going to learn that. That what? So again, according to Rav Yehuda, who says if you're most of something, it is a ksiva, so our mission is not going to be according to Rav Yehuda. That might be like Tosis, but fundamentally, Rambam is going to tell you that there's a distinction between get and Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Questions, please come forward. Thank you.